The story behind the song. If you will, an Irish countryside in the year 1756. Winter has rolled on. Winter with his rigorous trials of snow and sleet and wind and rain. Spring, in her delicate garb of green, trimmed in the pastel shades of new blossoms, steps forward timidly and smiles once more upon a waiting world. A young widow and her fatherless son of 16 years are seen trudging down the narrow road. In the boy's eyes is that undisguisable searching of youth for truth. That untrammeled longing for human experience and the desire to know. Suddenly, the boy grasps his mother's arm and halts her.
Listen, Mother.
What is it you hear, Augustus?
Voices. Men and women are singing. Hurry, let's find the place they're coming from.
I remember a little settlement of houses in a barn around the next bend in the roadway.
Oh, well then, come on, Mother. Hurry. Yes, there are the houses, and there is the barn, Mother.
I see them, Miss Anne.
By grace ye are saved. And now in Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen.
Mother, I must go and talk to that man. I want to ask him something. Something very important, Mother.
All right, my son, come. I'll go with you.
Please, sir, may I talk with you?
Well, young man, of course you can talk with me. What is it you'll have of me?
How did you become a reverend?
How did I? Well, why do you ask it, my boy?
Because I want to be a minister. I want to preach, like you were doing here just now.
Oh, I see. So you want to be a minister, do you?
With all my heart.
Well, you can prepare yourself for many, many long, long, tiresome years of study. You can get ready to suffer privation, scanty clothing at times. At times, hunger. You can make yourself ready to face a life of want, but a life of supreme service to mankind. Now, do you still want to preach?
With all my heart.
What's your name, my boy?
Augustus Montague Toplady, sir.
And you, you're his mother?
Yes, I'm his mother.
Would it please you at all to have your boy enter the ministry?
Nothing in the whole wide world now would give me greater happiness.
Then with two stout hearts like your own, with willing hands and open minds, there's absolutely no reason on earth why this lad should not become a minister of the gospel. Go to your own curate, ma'am. Tell him of the plans of this fine son of yours. Ask him to help you guide this boy into the right path. He will, for nothing gives us greater happiness than starting a young soul along the road to a life of service.
¶¶ And thus it was that in that humble Irish barn, Augustus Montague Toplady found the answer to his youthful thirst for knowledge. Thus was laid the foundation for the career of ministry of that eager, fatherless lad on that spring day in Ireland. Year upon year of diligent study and his mother's careful guidance finally brought Augustus Toplady to his goal, the curateship of the parish of Blagdon in the Mendip Mountains. The seasons came and passed in the never-ending procession of time. And no matter how inclement the weather, no matter how pressing his duties might be, the young curate could be seen on many an occasion hurrying toward the home of one of his parishioners. One late evening, in the bitter winter of 1775, there came a message. A message oft repeated, but unchanged, as it was relayed along the rugged countryside. Finally, it reached the lowly dwelling of Curate Toplady.
Well, Dennis, come in, man, come in.
Hey, thank you, Curate. Faith, 'tis said of you, Reverend, that no call is ever too distant for you.
That's quite right.
And that you'll go to a suffer in your parish, no matter how late it is that you're called.
Of course, Dennis. What is it?
Michael Darragh's young wife is lying sorely ill. Reverend, she's calling for you.
Arlene Darragh. I'll go immediately, Dennis.
You mind where they live, Reverend?
Oh, yes. About 5 miles up in the hills, past Burrington Combe.
Here. Let me help you on with your ulster, Reverend.
I'm all right. Thank you. Just the same, Dennis.
It is not without a lantern that you'll be going that long ways.
Lantern? Of course, I'll take this one. Yes, it is a bit of a black night. There.
Sure, and I don't like the looks of that sky yonder.
The sky? And what's the matter with the sky?
It is black and overcast. Well, the storm looks likely, Reverend.
What of that? I've weathered a storm before. Well, good evening to you, Dennis.
You'll not be wanting me to go with you?
Oh, no. You go on back to your own cottage and keep that good wife of yours company. I'll be back in the morning, Dennis.
Yes, sir. Mind the lantern. It's flickering on you. Ah, he's gone.
Ah, thunder. So Dennis was right. We are going to get a storm. Ah, well, I've traveled this way many times before. I can... Oh, my lantern's blown out. Oh, it is just as well. I can leave it here under this hanging rock until I return. I shan't be burdened with it now. And the lightning will guide me full well. Oh, was that a splatter of rain? It's not a good omen for fast travel. Let me see. Aye, this is Burrington Combe. Just 5 miles more. Oh, Heavenly Father, carry me quickly to Michael Darragh's cottage. And I pray thee, keep Eileen Darragh safe in thy care throughout this night. Amen. Another drop of rain. Aye, it is coming. Oh, I couldn't see that rock. I thought I knew every inch of the way along here. These mountains fool a man now and then. He thinks the Mendips are the most scabrous mountains. See that rock either. Oh, God, guide me on. I know full well thou hast brought the storm upon us for a purpose, but guide me through it, I pray thee. Oh, it is no use. I cannot go farther through this black, wet night. Might as well own to it. I must stop. Oh, what's this? A large cleft in the rock. I'll hide me here for a time. Those words forming in my mind. Rock of... Wait, have I anything with which to write? Here. Ah, they're so clear to me, those words. Rock of ages. Cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt. To worlds unknown, See thee on thy judgment throne, rock of ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
Reverend, is she all right? Is my Eileen all right? Will she live?
Of course she'll live, Michael. She's sleeping now. When she awakes, the fever will be gone.
Thank God. Oh, Reverend, I thought she'd never arrive.
Oh, you didn't really think that, Michael. Now, did you?
No. I knew you would. But the storm, I thought it might delay you so long that...
Oh, now, Michael. Everything's all right. Just as it should be.
Aye. Just as it should be. Reverend, those verses you were reading to my Eileen as she was falling into sleep, what are they? Where did they come from?
From out of the storm, Michael.
What? What is you saying, Reverend?
That storm was heaven sent, Michael Darrah. And from out of the wind and the rain and the thunder and lightning came those verses. Ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
From the day dead.